Nettlebrand's mouth creased into an ugly grin.
Well, look at that, he growled. Our spidery friend riding the silver dragon! My old armor cleaner! Look at the fool up there, Gravelbeard, and let what I'm about to do to him be a lesson to you!
Gravelbeard!
Twigleg yelled, almost toppling off Ben's shoulder.
Haven't you noticed? Gravelbeard isn't with you anymore. He's abandoned you, just like me. You don't have an armor cleaner anymore, and pretty soon you won't be needing one either.
Quiet, Twigleg!
Firedrake called back to him. Nettlebrand suddenly reared up on his hind legs, snarling. His claws struck out with terrible force at the circling dragon. Firedrake only just avoided it, but Twigleg uttered a shrill scream, tried desperately to find something to hang on to, and fell headfirst into the depths below.
Twigleg!
Shouted Ben, leaning forward, but his outstretched hand caught only empty air. The homunculus came straight down on Nettlebrand's armored brow, slid along the monster's thick neck, and was caught, struggling, between two spines. Nettlebrand lowered himself back on all four paws with a grunt.
Got you now, Spiderlegs, he growled, snapping at the place where his treacherous servant was clinging on for dear life, his thin legs flailing in the air.
Firedrake! Cried Ben. Firedrake, we must help Twigleg! But both dragons were already swooping down on Nettlebrand, one from each side. They were just opening their mouths to breathe fire at him when Twigleg uttered a shrill cry. He pleaded,
No, not dragon fire! It'll disenchant me! Oh, no, no, please, no, 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 not yet, no, no!
The dragons braked in their flight.
Are you crazy, Twigleg?
Cried Sorrel.
It's gonna eat ya!
Nettlebrand turned with a grunt and snapped at the mannequin's legs again. Once more, Firedrake and Maya set out to distract him, striking at his armor with their claws, but Nettlebrand shook them off like troublesome flies. Ben's heart almost stopped in despair. For a moment, he simply shut his eyes, then suddenly he heard a buzzing sound. The rat was coming. Her plane raced toward Nettlebrand's back, the roof of the cockpit opened, and Lola leaned out.
Come on, Humblecuss! Jump in! She shouted.
With a maneuver of breakneck daring, she flew alongside the struggling Twigleg.
Jump, Twigleg! Shouted Firedrake. Jump!
And he dug his claws into Nettlebrand's armored neck to divert his attention from the mannequin for a few precious seconds. As the golden dragon snapped and spat at Firedrake, the homunculus let go of Nettlebrand's spine and dropped onto the back seat of Lola's plane. The rat stepped on the gas, and at once the plane shot up to the roof of the cave with its cockpit still open and the trembling Twigleg safe inside it. Nettlebrand bellowed so loud that the brownies had to put their paws over their sensitive ears. Hissing, the golden one reared up again and struck out at both dragons, his claws only just missing Maya's wings. But instead of turning to escape, the she-dragon flew at him like a furious cat. She opened her mouth and spat blue fire. Firedrake attacked him from the other side. A mighty flame shot from his jaws and came down on Nettlebrand's head. Then Maya's dragon fire engulfed Nettlebrand's golden back, making its way along his tail and licking down his legs. The golden dragon bared his teeth and laughed. He laughed so loud that stones fell clattering down from the roof of the cave. Dragon fire! Ha! How often it had licked him before, it would evaporate the moment it touched his armor. The chill he gave off would devour the blue flames. And then, when the two dragons were exhausted and discouraged, he, Nettlebrand, could pluck them from the air like helpless bats. He smacked his lips and grunted in anticipation. Then, suddenly, he felt something running down his forehead and dripping into his eyes. Instinctively, he raised a paw to wipe it away and froze rigid. His claws were distorting, losing their shape. His scales looked like withering leaves. Nettlebrand blinked. The stuff running down his forehead and blinding him was liquid gold. Once again, the dragon swooped toward him. Once again, their blue fire licked at him, burning his limbs. Nettlebrand stared down at himself. His armor was melting into a sticky golden sludge. Gold dripped from his paws. Nettlebrand spat and gasped. The dragons were flying down at him again. He snapped at them and slipped in a puddle of molten gold. Then, for the first time in his long and wicked life, he felt fear. Dark, hot fear. Brought to bay, he looked around him. Where could he flee? Where could he go to escape the fire eating at his armor? He felt hotter all the time. Hotter, and hotter. His strength was leaving him even as his scales dissolved. He must get to the water. Back to the water. Nettlebrand stared at the tunnel down which he had come so infinitely long ago, when he was still Nettlebrand the Golden One, Nettlebrand the Invincible, but the silver dragons were circling in front of the entrance with blue fire still leaping from their mouths, melting his precious armor. Nettlebrand crouched down, grunting. He tried to raise his paws, but they were stuck in the golden puddles spreading out around him, and deep inside him, Nettlebrand felt his heart crack. White vapor, damp and cold as ice, surged from his jaws. Hissing, the chill escaped his body until he collapsed like a punctured balloon. The icy vapor drifted through the cavern, hanging like clouds above the stone dragons. Fire Drake and Maya stopped and hovered motionless in the white mist. It was getting cold in the cave. Very cold. Shivering, Ben and Sorrel pressed close to each other, narrowing their eyes as they looked down. But the mists hid Nettlebrand from them, and there was little left of him to be seen now, only a hunched shadow. Cautiously, Firedrake and Maya flew down through the chilly mist. Snowflakes settled on Sorrel's coat and stung Ben's face with cold. There was no sound except for the buzzing of Lola's plane somewhere in the fog. "There!" whispered Berber Chan as Maya and Firedrake landed on the ground, which was now covered with molten gold. "There he is.